Senior Story, Someone is Always Watching You. Chapter 5, I'll Not Forget Your Kindness. Someone is always watching you, Jamila, and they're going to copy what you say and do, so it better be a good thing. Dentrell was still thinking about that, what Jamila's dad had told her. He had never paid much attention to how his words or actions might affect other kids or even adults. He mostly just said or did whatever came to mind at the moment, like how to stay as far away as possible from Tarek when he saw him. Today was Saturday, and Dentrell was walking through town on his way to the library. He was behind three teenagers who were munching on French fries. The fragrance floated backward, awakening his hunger pangs, since he had gone without breakfast. Up ahead, an elderly man sat on a bench in a tattered coat and hat with his faded blanket and cane. One of the teens shouted to him as they neared, "Hey, Pops, how about a snack?" He tossed what was left of his fries over, but the bag landed just out of reach. The old man bent over and tried to reach it, even using his cane for extra length, but it was still too far. The teens began to snicker as they slowly strolled forward, waiting to see if the old man would fall on his face. It was a nasty trick they had often played on the elderly homeless in Riverdale, though Dentrell did not know about the cruel game. When Dentrell saw the man struggling to stand up, he dashed past the boys, yelling, "I'll get it!" He then sat down next to him and handed him the fries. The oldest teenager glared angrily at Dentrell as he strode forward, intending to grab the fries and scream at Dentrell for ruining his fun. But he halted. "It was a pretty good throw," Dentrell was telling the man, "just not quite far enough." Looking up, he saw the anger on the teen's face as he came near. But much to the teen's surprise, Dentrell smiled and said, "Looks like I was a little quicker to get here to help."
"Riverdale could sure use more boys like you," said the man, gratefully. "I'll not forget your kindness."
The teens nodded awkwardly, but each of them felt the sting of rebuke along with a good dose of guilt. Dentrell, however, happily skipped down the sidewalk to the library, wondering what Jamila's dad would have thought about what he had just done.